This morning, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law one of the most restrictive abortion bills in the country. It bans abortions after a doctor can hear a fetal heartbeat, which is at around 6 weeks of pregnancy, before most women know they're pregnant. That makes this a so-called heartbeat bill, but it also grants personhood rights to an embryo and fetus. Here's the bill sponsor, Georgia State Rep. Ed Setzler, at the signing ceremony.
The Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act is a bill that recognizes something that many have known for years. It recognizes that science tells us that children in the womb are living, distinct human beings that are worthy of full legal protection.
Georgia Public Broadcasting politics reporter Stephen Fowler joins us. And Stephen, just remind us, Roe v. Wade, the law of the land, allows for abortions until the fetus is viable outside the woman. That's around 24 weeks. So at 6 weeks, this bill is much earlier, but it also would grant personhood. What would that allow Georgians to do?
Well, Robin, what this would do is give that embryo personhood status. That means that parents could claim that embryo on their taxes, and some state-level census counts could count an embryo within the state census. And so what it would do is basically you are considered a person now after you were born, once you were a baby, but this bill moves that back earlier to once a doctor can detect a heartbeat. Once that heartbeat is detected, it is now legally and economically considered a person.
And there were some concerns from district attorneys that mothers, doctors, pharmacists could be subject to murder prosecution if, in fact, they helped end a pregnancy after 6 weeks. Apparently, the bill's authors say that they would be subject to criminal prosecution. But there were also concerns about a pregnancy ending naturally.
Well, the bill sponsor, Republican Ed Setzler, that we just heard from after the bill signing, answered that question and said that categorically that would not be the case. He says that the law actually would strengthen protections for women who have miscarriages and that there wouldn't be any fear of prosecution for a miscarriage happening or any sort of natural occurrence that may happen. Yeah. And that mothers don't need to fear any sort of legal action for what happens.
Well, there are exceptions in the bill in cases of incest, rape, which have been reported to police, or in the case of the health of the mother. But similar heartbeat bans have been signed into law in 7 states, including Mississippi, Ohio, Kentucky. So far, all have been challenged. None have gone into effect. And President Trump recently weighed in on the abortion debate, making false claims about so-called late-term abortion laws. Here he is at a rally in Wisconsin last month.
The baby is born. The mother meets with the doctor. They take care of the baby. They wrap the baby beautifully. And then the doctor and the mother determine whether or not they will execute the baby. I don't think so.
Of course, what the president just described there is untrue. That would be homicide. You can't birth a healthy baby and then kill it. Some think that he may have been confused with stillbirths, in which a baby is born deceased. But his comments are also being seen as part of a push to get these bills passed and get them all the way to the Supreme Court, which now has 2 Trump conservative nominees on board the court. What's the thinking there? Is the presumption there that this will go to the courts?
Well, the bill sponsors here in Georgia say that all they can control is what happens in Georgia. So they wanted to pass a bill that would be best for Georgians. But both supporters and opponents of this bill do seem to think that Georgia's bill is designed to be that test case for the Supreme Court. Interestingly enough, it doesn't actually have anything to do with the abortion provisions or the heartbeat provisions. They think it's that fetal personhood language that could be the different hook, so to speak, that will get the Supreme Court to consider Georgia's case and ultimately potentially make a decision about Roe versus Wade.
Well, the ACLU of Georgia says it will fight this new law in court. It's ready to go to court. And there have been other opposing voices raised. Georgia is one of the leading states for movie and television production. Is there a sense that there will be a Hollywood boycott?
Well, what we've seen, Robin, throughout this legislative session is a lot of opposition from a lot of different groups. We've had medical groups. We've had the Democratic groups come out. We've had Planned Parenthood come out. And we had, on the last day of this legislative session, a protest led by Hollywood actress Alyssa Milano and some local film and entertainment industry workers here in Georgia. And they said that this bill, if it's signed, could send a message to Hollywood that Georgia is not a hospitable state And even though there are some large tax credits for the film industry to come film here in Georgia, there is a push by Milano and some local workers to get these big companies to go to states that, in their words, respect the rights of women.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Fowler covers politics for Georgia Public Broadcasting.